Hey guys, welcome back. And we are doing a series on top 10 keto tips. We started with our first one last week, but before we do that, I want to let you know why I'm late. We're often late. It seems like we have tech challenges or scheduling problems, but today, this is my excuse. And if you're just listening to this on our podcast, I'm showing those that are watching on video or live, I'm in a boot. Yeah, it's great. So for those that may not know, I am in my 50s, but because of my keto lifestyle, I don't always realize that I'm in my 50s. So I generally have a lot of energy. We've recently gone through a big season of downsizing and moving, and we were downsizing from our family home where we lived with our two daughters, and it was two stories. And we moved, my husband and I moved to a condo that has three stories. And it's a lot of blank walls now. We're still kind of in the process of moving and getting things set up. But I basically did, I'd say 90% of the moving myself, meaning I packed the boxes at our other house. I carried them up the stairs, out to my car, took to the new place, up and down three flights of stairs, including a flight of stairs to get in our condo. So that, I guess, is four flights in and around the condo. And my foot, I think, didn't appreciate that. So I'm having some problems with my Achilles tendon. And so I'm just having to kind of baby that in a boot, which makes it difficult when I'm driving because I have to take it off to drive. Then I drive, have to put it back on wherever I get anywhere. So everything just takes a lot longer. So I appreciate your patience in waiting for me to hop on here. I don't think it was too terribly late. Anyway, so back to our topic, top 10 keto tips for living your keto or low carb lifestyle. So this week I want to talk about something that might be kind of surprising for you. This was very surprising to me when I got started. So a little bit about my background. I am an attorney. I haven't practiced for a while. I was a stay-at-home mom for my two daughters when they were itty-bitty and at home, and I wasn't working as an attorney. I started teaching fitness classes, something I really love. I love teaching, as you can probably tell from these videos, sharing information that I've learned, helping people to live healthier, better lifestyles. And so I have been certified in a bunch of different like formats to teach group fitness classes, from yoga to kickboxing, dance, just all kinds of different things, Zumba. If you take Zumba classes or any kind of fitness classes, would love to see in the comments what your favorite classes are, what kind of classes you take and or teach. I know Debbie, one of our Keto Sisters coaches, she's really big into yoga too. That's one of my primary loves. So would love to see in the comments kind of what exercises or classes that you do. So my focus for several years was helping people through exercise, which I still do, but I didn't really focus a lot on diet or nutrition. But when people would ask me for opinions, I would just say, you know, generally I think better to eat things that are closer to nature, you know, less processed foods, more like whole foods, real foods, you know, like things that grow on the ground, fresh produce, fresh dairy, fresh meat, like all those kind of things, just closer to nature. Because I just kind of intuitively thought, if it was more natural, it's going to be better for you, which I think is generally true. And I think most people would agree to that. But that was pretty much the extent of, you know, what I thought about nutrition. Fast forward to a few years when I got introduced to ketones. If you don't know what those are, that is a powder full of actual ketones, which if you do the keto diet, you're trying to get your body to produce its own ketones. So there's a company that I'm affiliated with that figured out how to put ketones in a powder that you can mix in water and drink, getting the benefits of ketosis regardless of what your diet is. So that kind of started my awareness about ketones, and it kind of opened Pandora's box for me, made me more curious about why are ketones important? How can I get my body to make ketones? Learning a lot about the keto diet, why healthy fats are important, why carbs are so detrimental. So it was just this great learning process. I love to learn and I love to share what I've learned. But in that process, I kept reading things about how fruit was bad for you. And that was so hard for me to like kind of wrap my brain around. And I don't mean that it's bad for you, but they are tend to be higher in carbs than say most vegetables. And so I would like read online, people like, no, you can't eat bananas. And I was like, but a banana's natural. Like, why should I eat a banana? And why shouldn't I eat oranges? And I'm not telling you not to eat bananas or oranges. We help you find a way of eating that fits your lifestyle and your goals here. And obviously the calories and the carbs in a banana compared to say a donut or a blueberry muffin, like that's still a better choice. They both may be high in carbs and calories, but the natural food, the whole food, is a better choice. We talk a lot here about good, better, best. You don't always have to make the best choice, but we're just trying to make better choices along the way. So if you're choosing between, say, a donut and a banana would be the better choice, right? Now, if you're choosing between a donut, a banana, and some berries, I would say that the berries would be a better choice or the best choice from among those three. Why is that? Because berries don't have as much sugar. They don't cause as much of an insulin response. Insulin is that fat storage hormone. But anyway, when I first read that and heard that, it was really hard for me to take because I think, oh, why shouldn't I eat an apple or a banana? Like, those are natural things. And what I used to do is I would have bowls of apples and oranges and bananas that I just left out on my counter because I wanted to encourage my husband, myself, my kids, if they wanted a snack, to snack on fruit. Now, I'm not saying you can't snack on fruit. I'm not saying fruit's bad for you. I think fruit has a very valid place, vitamins and minerals that we can get from fruit. But we also have to take into account that they can be high in sugar, high in carbs, high in fructose. It's just the natural form of sugar that's in fruit. And so you just need to kind of take that into account. And so that was kind of a point of awareness for me, learning that fruit is higher in sugar and that it's not, hey, it's natural. You can eat as much as you want, which is how I treated it before. The way I view fruit now is I think of it as nature's dessert. It's delicious. It's whole foods. It has vitamins and minerals in it. Like, it's good for you, but let's treat it more like nature's dessert, not a free-for-all just because it's natural. It's a whole food. And aside to that is fruit juices. So it's one step away from fruit, right? Like apple juice or orange juice. So it's more processed. And so again, I still believe that the closer you can get to a natural whole food source, generally the better. So that in and of itself makes you think, okay, I probably don't like it as well. Like orange is probably better than orange juice just from the processing standpoint. And then if you read your labels, you might find a lot of juices have extra like apple juice added to it, even if it's not apple juice. Or sometimes they add extra sugars or other things, preservatives, things like that. So those things might make you think, okay, that's not as good of a choice for those reasons. But a reason that you might not know that juice is generally not as good of a choice as a whole fruit is because you're taking out the fiber. So when you eat an apple or you eat an orange, you're getting some fiber, and that's going to keep you from absorbing as much and getting that glycemic response as high. Whereas when you squeeze it into a glass, whether you squeeze it or you're buying it pre-squeezed or a carton or a glass bottle or whatever, you're really not getting that fiber anymore. So you're getting more carbs, more sugar, but no fiber. Okay, so you can refer to our other videos and talks about figuring out net carbs and how you can use fiber to really be able to eat more carbs, but not have as much of an impact as you would when you're just drinking straight carbs with no fiber. Fruits that you might want to focus on, berries are among some of the lowest. So when I want fruit, I tend to kind of lean toward the berries. I used to try to make these healthy smoothies before I learned about keto, and I would have like frozen spinach and kale, and then things that I knew were good for me, these greens that don't necessarily taste really good in the smoothie. I put some yogurt in it, and it was usually sweetened to yogurt, and then I'd throw in berries and two or three frozen bananas. It was delicious. I cannot even imagine the carb count of those smoothies that I was drinking, because I put so much fruit in to kind of offset and mask the taste of the spinach and the kale. It had a lot of carbs, a lot of carbs. And so I thought I was doing a good thing for my body. I was trying really hard. I just didn't have the knowledge and the awareness that, yes, fruit can be good for you to be healthy, but I was really eating a lot more than I should have. I would love to know if this surprises you about fruit. Does it surprise you about fruit juice? Like, I think back to those pictures in school of a healthy start to your day, a healthy breakfast, and it would usually be a bowl of cereal full of milk, which if you don't know how much sugar is in milk, that's a story for another day, but you might want to check that out. So it would be a bowl of cereal with milk in it, and then fruit on top of it, usually some like two pieces of toast off to the side, and then sometimes like an apple or an orange, and then a big glass of juice and a glass of milk. Like Carb City, sweetheart. And that's what was taught to us, is a good healthy start to your day. Would love to know if it surprises you that fruit is not really a good free-for-all, especially for those of us trying to do keto or low carb. And also, is it surprising to you that juices are even more problematic than whole fruits? So that's all I have for this week. Make sure to check out last week to get tip number one. And then we've got, what, 8 more tips to go. So keep coming back here every week.
We hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.